I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. I'm playing this game, Farmville, on the computer right now. I get a little patch of farmland, and I earn points and pretend money for taking care of it. Oh, I just harvested my strawberries. I can work my farm so it grows, and I can also pay real money for it to grow. It's a silly game. But Google is taking it very seriously. They've apparently invested at least $100 million in Farmville's parent company, Zynga, who also makes other similar games that are played online, mostly on Facebook. Dean Takahashi is the lead writer for Games Beat. Dean, why is Google investing in Zynga?
Google has a larger, more ambitious strategy of trying to head off Facebook. Games is one of the most popular things that people do on Facebook. And so in order to try to match that, Google has created an alliance with the biggest social game maker on Facebook.
Is it just Zynga's size that is appealing to a company like Google, or is it kind of the nature of games like Farmville?
It's a combination of things. Zynga's size is incredible. In a very short time, it has amassed more than 213 million users per month. And Farmville itself has more than 62 million users per month. And that's bigger than any other game out there. These games are free, but Zynga makes money from the small percentage of people who actually pay money for virtual goods inside these games. So it's a money-making business for Zynga. Facebook is profiting enormously from Zynga's popularity. And Zynga, like no other game company, has the ability to roll out a game and generate millions and millions of users in a very short period of time.
But why? Why do those users keep coming back if the sheep aren't even real? A.J. Patrick Liskevich is completing an MFA in the Department of Media Study at SUNY Buffalo. He's written about Farmville online, and he's got a theory.
I think Farmville is a really compelling experience. It's not particularly difficult. It's a little fun in a sort of frivolous way. The aesthetics are, you know, cute. And I think sometimes it makes you feel like you're accomplishing something meaningful, especially since, you know, you're sharing this with other people. And I've had some people tell me that it's been a great thing emotionally to play a game like Farmville when you're out of work or when you've got particular kinds of stress. But I think a lot of people get really sick of being reminded on a daily or maybe even hourly basis of all the obligations that they have to one another, these obligations that they have to the game. Because Farmville, it's about habits. It's about doing something at particular times.
What's the appeal? Why do so many people get sucked into it?
Well, my argument is that it's not the gameplay, because the gameplay ends up being laborious, and it's not the aesthetics, because that tends to be pretty shallow. My argument is that users become entangled in a web of social obligations when they play Farmville. The game's central mechanic in terms of what keeps the game going is gift-giving. And Marcel Mauss, who's a French sociologist, wrote that a gift is never free, right? It binds the giver and the receiver in this loop of reciprocity, meaning that both people become obligated to one another. And so a gift is a really important social contract, a sort of social bond. As soon as you get obligated to a bunch of other people, it becomes difficult to break those social bonds.
Taking a look at other stories we've been following online at futuretense.publicradio.org, Consumer Reports says it's tested the iPhone 4 and concluded it does have an antenna problem. Put your finger on the antenna, you lose signal strength, calls get dropped. They recommend not buying the iPhone 4. As Vinny, one of our Twitter followers, says, now they tell us. Consumer Reports says a piece of duct tape fixes the problem, but admits it'll look ugly. And Blockbuster lost $65 million last quarter as more people turned to Netflix and the web for their movies. Blockbuster is considering filing for bankruptcy. See what a 20-year video store veteran has to say about what we stand to lose when, not if, these rental stores disappear. It's on our website at futuretense.publicradio.org. And producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Hi, John. Remember hypercolor t-shirts?
Yeah, shirts that change color in different temperatures.
Well, imagine if those t-shirts could hear and talk.
Well, they were popular in the 80s, so I bet they'd just quote a bunch of Duran Duran lyrics.
Researchers at MIT are embedding a kind of fiber, the same kind of fiber used in speakers, in fabric. It's a technology called piezoelectrics, and it's all about converting sound into electric signals.
Giving new meaning to the term loud shirt. Well, what's the purpose of this?
Well, these are basically wearable, sensitive microphones. They're sonar sensors that could help measure blood flow or pressure in the brain or lots of other things.
Well, just let me know when they've perfected talking pants. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.